The court says framed displays of the Ten Commandments in two Kentucky courthouses promote religion, while a Ten Commandments monument on the Texas Statehouse grounds doesn't because it's part of a historical display. The co-president of the Freedom from Religion Foundation says the decisions are confusing. Annie Laurie Gaylor says she doesn't know if they could embolden backers of a Ten Commandments monument in La Crosse's Cameron Park.
Given the persistence of the Ten Commandments backers in La Crosse, anything is possible. But the sale is final, and they can't just undo it.
Gaylor's group had sued the city of La Crosse over the monument. Eventually, the tiny piece of land with the monument was fenced in and sold to the Eagles Club. A federal court in Chicago said the sale was constitutional and the city wasn't promoting religion because it sold the land. Monument backer and County Republican Party Chair Chris Muller says they may try to get the fence removed from around the monument.
A monument can be on public ground in certain circumstances, and it doesn't have to be surrounded by a fence in order to be legal. So I think what you're going to see is hopefully people in La Crosse are going to demand that they take the fence down now.
Muller agrees with Gaylor. The court's differing decisions Monday tend to confuse the issue. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.